Morning decisions. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink, a sweet vanilla, maybe a smooth caramel, or that white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Start your day with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And that means it's time to go behind the scenes of another movie classic.
Open up, please.
I'm so glad you could come. Sir, he's over here. Bright Eyes. Show him. Go ahead, do your trick. Speak. Go on, speak again. There. Can you believe it?
Yes, amusing. A man acting like an ape.
Dr. Zayas, I could swear he's answering you.
He has a definite gift for mimicry.
Most unusual. He's using that old blanket as clothing.
Now, that's a scene from the science fiction classic Planet of the Apes from 1968. And to tell us why he's recommending that, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. This comes with a serious pedigree. It was 1968, directed by Franklin Schaffner. But 2 years later, he was to win the Oscar for Best Director for doing Patton. And a couple of years later after that, he did Papillon. And it's adapted from the French novel by Pierre Boulle, written by Michael Wilson back in the 50s, who had won the Oscar for A Place in the Sun and then got blacklisted, and Rod Serling, the creator of The Twilight Zone. So all these talents coming together, and stars Charlton Heston, Roddy McDowall, Kim Hunter, who we just heard there, and Morris Evans. The film, an astronaut crew crash lands on a strange planet in the distant future. And although the planet appears desolate at first, the surviving crew members stumble on a society where apes have assumed the role of the dominant species and humans are just mute creatures wearing animal skins. So straight away, you're into it. And the producer, Arthur P. Jacobs, he bought the rights to the novel before it was even published. He pitched it around to so many production companies. It was passed over by everybody. And then he made a successful debut as a producer and then started pre-production on Dr. Dolittle. And he managed to convince the Fox president, Richard D. Zanuck, to greenlight Planet of the Apes. And in order to do it, Zanuck funded a makeup test to the tune of, in those days, $7,500, which was, you know, by today's money, $55,000. And that was just so that the apes could be taken seriously.
Now, Bill, nowadays with prosthetics and advanced materials, they can do absolutely wonderful things. For instance, Kenneth Branagh looking like Boris Johnson in the recent series This England. Quite remarkable. But back in that time, the techniques would not have been so advanced at all.
No, the techniques were so, and they were created for this film, a lot of them. John Chambers, who was a makeup effects guy, he pioneered for this film, and he based his technique on work that he had done during the Second World War, where he gave disfigured veterans a normal appearance, and he just adapted that as for a Hollywood makeup, which was incredible. He studied apes and how they looked and everything. So the first director who came on board was Blake Edwards. And he hired Rod Serling, who we all know from Twilight Zone. And Rod Serling, 40 drafts of the screenplay he put together, and it just couldn't happen. But they eventually settled on how they wanted to do it when they brought the director on board. And he said the reason they weren't getting it right was they were making the apes and the monkeys and the chimpanzees, they were making them too technologically advanced. And so it was going to be too expensive to shoot that kind of film. And he said, if you make them much more primitive, that it will be easier to do it and the budget will come down. And sure enough, that's how they went.
Yeah. So the idea being that instead of apes evolving as humans did into 20th century sophistication, it was rather kind of an earlier brand of society through which humans have evolved.
Exactly. And then the casting process was hilarious because Ingrid Bergman, said that it was one of her greatest regrets that she didn't play the part of Zira. And we just heard Zira in that clip there, Kim Hunter. And Isabella Rossellini, her Ingrid Bergman's daughter, said that she regretted not making this film because it was an opportunity to show her lighter side. And also it was an opportunity to work with Charlton Heston. And Rock Hudson was considered for the role of Cornelius, one of the apes, but it was decided that he was too big a star and he'd overshadow Charlton Heston. So that part went to Roddy McDowall. And then for the part of Dr. Zaius, the serious academic ape, Yul Brynner, Jose Ferrer, Alec Guinness, Laurence Olivier, Peter Ustinov, Orson Welles, like they were all considered. And in the end, they gave it to a working Shakespearean actor, Morris Evans.
Now, let's hear another clip, Bill. Will you set the scene for us here?
In this clip, Charlton Heston's character, they can't believe that, like, they're looking at him and they're realizing, the apes are looking at him and they're realizing there's something different about this guy. And they're worried that he's a danger to them. And they chase him. And when they've caught him in a net, he speaks for the first time.
Taylor, why did you run away?
Security police.
I'm in charge of this man.
No longer, madam. He is now in the custody of the Ministry of Science.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
So that's flipping the whole thing, which is very, very interesting how the apes would regard the humans. Now, the makeup, it was so complex that, you know, you had to eat your lunch while disguised as an ape.
They liquidized all the food and drinks, and everybody on the crew was fed through straws, anybody who was playing the part of an ape, because it was just too difficult to take the makeup off. And also they had to decide how they were going to do it on a remote location. So in the end, they had to opt for helicopters to transport the made-up actors because the fear was that they'd put them in cars and that other drivers on the highway would see apes in cars and would crash. So it was just very funny.
Now, you know, on the face of it, a movie where the apes are in charge and the humans are the lesser creatures, you have to suspend your disbelief and so on and so forth. So you'd imagine the critics would look askance at this when the whole idea was pitched. But how did it go down in reality?
Incredibly well. The New Yorker said it was one of the most entertaining science fiction fantasies ever to come out of Hollywood. And the Los Angeles Times said it's a triumph of artistry and imagination. It is at once a timely parable and a grand adventure on an epic scale. And the critical consensus was that Planet of the Apes raises thought-provoking questions about our culture without letting social commentary get in the way of the drama and the action. So it did really well. And then at the Oscars, it got an honorary Oscar for John Chambers for creating this extraordinary makeup. And not only that, it was instrumental in having makeup added as a category at the Oscars. It wasn't a category up till then. Mm-hmm. It also got nominated for costume and for music. But at the box office, it shone. Like, the total budget in 68, where they had cut every corner, they made it for $5.8 million, which was, you know, multiply it by 10, it was still a $50 million movie. But it went on to make $52 million at the box office.
Which would be a $500 million payday in today's money. Now, the ending is shocking, I suppose, is the only word for it. And we don't want to give anything away for someone who hasn't seen it. But it is... I just remember it, and the jaw drop that I got when I saw the ending.
The gasp in the cinema. I remember the gasp in the cinema. People were like, holy God, you know, is this what we've come to? It's great. It's just great and really worth it. And Charlton Heston, I'm not normally a fan of him, but he was brilliant in this. Really good.
He has a certain woodenness about him in his various roles, and he always plays Charlton Heston. But in this case, good.
Good. Really good.
All right, Bill. And it stands the test of time, finally.
Oh, it does, because I mean, we're so exposed to old science fiction now on reruns and everything else. But if you watch the original 1968 Planet of the Apes, it's just when you realize that every single thing they were doing in the film was the first time such a thing was done. And so it deserves to be reassessed by everybody.
Yeah. And of course, no green screen in those days. Bill, thank you very much for joining us. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Film.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.